So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, is an extended Slichos, Erev Rosh Hashanah Slichos. I remember when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was in Avil, he recited Slichos. It took us 3 hours to recite the Slichos, and the last Hashem Hashem Yud Gimel Midos was just as heartfelt and sincere as the first. Most of us are mere mortals, we can't reach that level, but it's long, and it eases us into Rosh Hashanah, gets us accustomed to the lengthy davening, Mirtz Hashem, the extended davening, so Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And in the end of the Rosh Hashanah Slichos is a really interesting vidui, penned primarily by Sajagon of Sajagon, 9th, 10th century, born in Egypt, migrates first to Eretz Yisrael, and then ultimately to Babel, to Surah, to Iraq, and writes probably, I mean, many svarim. He was an exegete, a poet, he was a philosopher, but the sefer he's most well known for is Sefer Emunos Videos, which is a fundamental cornerstone sefer of Jewish belief. Obviously, it tilts towards rationalism. You could easily say that he and the Rambam were two great rationalists who tried to tilt Jewish belief towards rationalism. But this vidui in the end of Slichos and Erev Rosh Hashanah is anything but rational. It's very, very emotional. It's one of the most hard-hitting, powerful parts to me, at least, of all the Slichos. And unfortunately, it may not get proper attention because sometimes people are winded by the time they get to it, and there's a tendency to accelerate towards the end, and people are looking at their clocks. And so I just wanted to highlight four or five themes of this vidui. Now, when I say Sajagon wrote it, it sounds like some pieces may have been written a little bit later and added on, certainly the parts that talk about Kish Hashem. But I'll relate to it as if it's one holistic work, although scholars and academicians can try to help tweak out the different layers to it. In any event, in the very beginning, this is, I think, the first theme, is, and this is a theme that comes up a lot in the Slichos of Yom Kippur and some of the Tfilos of Yom Kippur, is what we're missing. Not just ki mashach aleinu ha-shibud ve'orach aleinu ol ha-malchus, that this shibud and malchus has been extended, which, of course, you have throughout all the Slichos, as I wrote about, as I sent an article I wrote about this out on Torah Tidbits, I sent it out to the list. It's a little bit easier language. It's, you know, much of the piyutim that talk about the burdens of the Golos and the trials of the Golos are very deeply poetic, whereas, interestingly enough, this piece is very liturgical. It's just a regular tefillah. The words are much easier to understand, which hopefully makes the emotional impact more powerful. And in addition to the length of the galus, ein lanu, what are we missing? Ein lanu lo menahel, no leaders, lo machzik biyadeinu, ein menahel, ein miyachmol, migdor paretz. We don't have leaders, we don't have rabbanim, we don't have people to daven. It's really not just of traveling through this dark odyssey of Jewish history, but traveling alone without intercessors, without intermediaries. Sometimes people have a hard time understanding Judaism and halacha, and there's this issue and that issue and this flaw and this danger. And I say, you don't understand, Judaism today is playing shorthanded. We don't have a Melech, we don't have a Navi, we don't have a Beis Din, we don't have Sanhedrin, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Dorim V'Turim, we don't have a Melech. And still, look at the rich tapestry of Jewish life, but put things into perspective, this is not the full alignment of Judaism. And Rav Sajagon captures this with everything we're missing. And you have some of these tones in the Musaf of Yom Kippur after we discuss the Avodas Yom Kippurim. We quickly segue into what we're missing. We don't have it. It's an alphabeticized list of Ein Lanu Lo Korban Ashrim Velo Korban Imurim, Ashrim Velo Imurim. I forget the exact details. So that's one theme that comes up. The next theme that comes up in the Vidur, so now I'm just turning the page, it's a little bit later, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanos on us for the following six things. And again, because we run through the Vidur very quickly, we don't necessarily take the time to discriminate them. One is, Hashem, please redeem us aman Shimcha. Right? The first thing we ask is that we should be redeemed for the sake of your name, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiddush Hashem. Hashem's fate in this world is tied to Jewish destiny. When Jewish destiny rises, Hashem's presence augments. And when Jewish destiny declines, Hashem's presence recedes. Number two, Laman B'Sev Oseinu. We have a bris with you, a covenant. This is something which is featured so deeply in Rosh Hashanah. Bris Avos, Akedas Yitzchak, Laman B'Secha, Laman B'Sev Oseinu. Laman Torah Schav Elamdeh, forget the bris, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us the Torah. We study your Torah. We're the only people who study your will in this world, who apply your will in this world. If our fate is subdued and suppressed, then Torah's fate is going to suffer also. And this, of course, has echoes of the Maharam Mirotenberg writing about the destruction of Torah in France in the 13th century, seeing wagon loads of Shasim being burned and saying, Torah, this is your battle. This is your tefillah. This is not just an attack on the Jewish people, but an attack on you by eliminating hundreds and hundreds of communities during those dark periods of the Middle Ages in France and Germany and the Rhineland. And then the next thing we ask, number four, is Aman Amcha V'Chalascha, for your people, for your land, for your people, not just your name and not just your bris, but just your people, the people you took, the people you love, the nationhood, your nation. Aman Yushalayim, number five, your land, your city, your Beis HaMikdash, your center, all these have been adversely, negatively affected by Golas, and we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu to redeem us. And then finally, Ulaman Harugim Hashem Kodshecha, those who were killed, Hashem Kodshecha. And again, this may have been an additional layer, because during much of the period between the Churban Beis HaMikdash in the 1st century and Reb Sadia Gaon in the 10th century, there weren't that many Jewish martyrs. There were bad periods, in particular in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not as if it was... It didn't resemble what would soon happen in Western Europe, commencing with the 11th century. So this may have been added a little bit later. Anyway, that's the second theme. What are the lamans? What are the aspects we want to be redeemed for? Okay. The next thing I wanted to point out is, a little bit late, I'm turning the page, just that powerful phrase that always gets me. It may get you, because it's just so theological and so compelling. And it talks about all the mistakes we made. That's what makes it a vidui. All the mistakes we made. We turn to the follies of this world and the emptiness of this world, El Rehavim. We preferred evil to good, Ra Mitov. Dishonesty to honesty, Sheker Midaber Tzedek. Tumah Tachas Tara. We chose impurity over purity. And Shikutz, Shkatzin Tachas Chus, merit and virtue. Now, these are all very, very general phrases. Tumah, Tara, Shikutz, Chus. Then he talks about a poor exchange we've made that, to me, really hits home. Hechlafnu olam omeid b'olam over. We preferred a transient, ephemeral world and transient, ephemeral values over a world that's lasting and enduring and eternal. That, to me, is the pathology of sin, is the chronic failure and the tragic barter of sin, because anytime you sin, there's an immediate benefit, but there's a long-term expense. And here we're capturing or summarizing how terrible our decisions have been, that we exchange a world that's eternal and infinite for momentary needs, which serve our desires, serve our needs, serve our wants, but certainly don't justify the barter. The next theme, a little bit later in the section, is what are the four things we want to jumpstart our tshuva. So the threesome that we normally think about is tshuva, tefillah, tzedaka, mavir, and nezirah, gezerah. But here, he has four. One is tshuva, of course. If tshuva will help, then we are trying to perform tshuva. Two is tefillah. If tefillah will help, we are pouring out our hearts. And then he talks about crying. He says, we know that crying helps. Now, not everyone is zelcha to cry during Yom Nerayim. It's a big schus if you are zelcha in an authentic way. Api Kabbalah, you're not supposed to wipe away the tears, but let them stream down your face and let them purify you. But he says, even if we're not crying, Hine b'mistarim tifke nafshenu. There's an internal tear, there's an inner tear. And see if you can be in touch with that inner tear. Because you may not be able to cry, but there's an inner tear where you feel your heart wince and you feel your heart break and you feel your resolve, and that which Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, used to call one of his articles, is terrible dam. So if there's a dam blocking our emotions, and especially in our communities, people look at crying as superstitious and unsophisticated, and we're more restrained and decorous, and how can you break that terrible dam that blocks the flow of emotion? And the fourth thing we're asking Hashem to accept is shever ruach, broken spirit. And of course, there's enough to break our spirit in this world, both as individuals living in a very hard world, and as a nation, especially with what we're going through this year in Eretz Yisrael. So those are the four elements he offers Hashem, and we offer Hashem as part of our tshuva. So we come to Hashem with our tshuva. We come to Hashem with our tefillah. We come to Hashem with the tears which we'd like to shed, but they may not overwhelm that terrible dam. And we approach Hashem with our broken heart. Im b'shever ruach techaper hinei nishbar libeinu b'kirbeinu. Min hatzaros and min hatlos. I read these lines and I think about my Rebbe Rav Amital speaking to us during Ne'ilah, before Ne'ilah, pleading with us, Karav Hashem, l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikuv emes. Hashem answers only those who are honest. And who could be honest? We're all so false and forged and fraudulent. And you would think that his next phrase would be, but try your hardest now that it's the end of Yom Kippur to summon some shred of honesty. And he didn't. He said, there's another pathway to Hashem. And it's not Karav Hashem, L'chol Karav, L'chol HaShayek, Uve Emes. It's not the root of Emes. It's the pathway of Shivrei Lev, Karav Hashem, L'nishberei Lev. And Rav Amital would tell us, living after the Holocaust and living through the challenge of settling our land, we're all Shivrei Lev, and especially with what we've been through this past year. So those are four out of the five highlights of Rav Sadia Gaon's Vida. Number one is what we're missing, our leaders, our melech, ein lano, ein lano, ein lano. Next, Laman, redeem us for your name, redeem us for the covenant, redeem us for your Torah, redeem us for our people, redeem us for Yerushalayim, redeem us for the people who died, Hashem Kodshecha. Number three, we bartered. Tuma, Tara for Tuma, Shikutz for Schus. We chose incorrectly, and the worst choice was transience was chosen over eternity. We approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through four strategies, Tshuva, Tfila, Bechi, and Shivron Lev, even if we can't cry. And even if we're not aware of our Shivron Lev, our hearts are broken in ways we may not even be aware of. And then finally, the final part of the Slicha and the Bidur, and I'm really just summarizing, and this may very, very well be a part that was added on later, because the details are just so gory and so explicit. It sounds like they're being written in 1096, not in the 10th century when Rav Sadia Gaon lived in Iraq, but in 1096, the end of the 11th century, about 180 years later in Western Europe. Which we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the people who died al Kiddush Hashem. But we don't just refer to them in general. This is almost as explicit as some of the kinos on Tisha B'Av, Mi Yitein Rosh Imayim, Veni Mekor Dima, HaCharish V'Meni V'Adabera. Listen to this kina. These are the people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who ran to be killed and they stuck their neck out. Remember, this was a choice that many made as opposed to being forcibly baptized. V'Nagu Dime Avos U'Vanim, and men and their children's blood mixed. V'Nis Arvu Dime Achim B'Achayos, and brothers and sisters' blood mixed. U'Dime Chasanim V'Chalos, husbands and wives, grooms and brides. Dime Chachamim V'Chachamos, wise men and women. Dime Hagunim V'Hagunos, virtuous men and women. Chasidim V'Chasidos, pious men and women. Zekinim V'Skenos, elderly men and women. Bachurim V'Silo, young men and women. Dime Parnasim V'Chasanehem, officials and their assistants. Melamdim v'tamidehem, rabbanim and their tamidim, anashim and neshosehem, v'neargu chulam yachar al kiddush shimcha hamiyuchad. Eretz al techasi damam. He talks to the earth, don't cover their blood. And of course, he makes the association. What's the association? If one person's partial akedah, Yitzchak's, the virtual akedah, I talked about this so often this week, is enough to shake the world and change our fate, Afki ata kama v'kama akedos akdu b'neim ayichud shimcha nichbad. How many akedos have we gone through? Real akedos, and of course, how many akedos were there in Germany in the past century? So this is a very, very heartfelt, sad, melancholy vidui, and it gets a bad rap because it's at the end of Slichos. So I just wanted to give it some attention.